with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Speaking with reporters, President Trump says he doesn't plan to dismiss Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
I have no intention of firing him. I would like to see him be a little more active in terms of his idea to lower interest rates. This is a perfect time to lower interest rates. If he doesn't, is it the end? No, it's not. But it would be good timing. It could have taken place earlier. But no, I have no intention to fire.
The statement by the president ended days of speculation about the independence of the central bank that had roiled the financial markets. Also at SRNNews.com, Russia strikes the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia near a nuclear power plant, which the U.S. would like to designate as a neutral zone.
City workers and residents move and carry debris while emergency responders talk to a local resident after the attacks. The strike killed a 69-year-old woman and injured at least 23 people, including four children, according to the State Emergency Service of Ukraine. During daylight, Russia had hit the southern Ukraine city of Zaporizhia with two massive aerial glide bombs, a retrofitted Soviet weapon that for months it has used to lay waste to eastern Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Elon Musk says he'll be spending less time in Washington slashing government costs and more time running Tesla after his electric vehicle company reported a big drop in profits. Tesla struggled to sell vehicles as it faced angry protests over Musk's leadership of Doge, a government jobs-cutting group. The Austin, Texas company reported a 71% drop in profits and a 9% decline in revenue for the first quarter. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 1,016 points. This is SRN News. Belief in the afterlife is on the rise.
Most religious Americans agree that the spirit will continue on after life on this earth is over. But what's remarkable about the latest data is the number of non-religious people who agree. According to an analysis made by Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University, 50% of people who say they are followers of no particular religion believe in some kind of an afterlife. Christian leaders say this is further proof that non-believers might be open to the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT groups are praising the late Pope Francis for moving the Catholic Church away from biblical doctrine on the issue of homosexuality. When asked about a purportedly gay priest in 2013, Francis made headlines by saying, "Who am I to judge?" The comments sent shockwaves through the Catholic Church and encouraged LGBT pressure groups to try and get local parishes to bless. This is SRN News. A growing number of Republican-led states are taking aim at driver's licenses issued but to illegal aliens by other states.
At least 19 states and the District of Columbia issue licenses to drivers regardless of whether they can prove their lawful presence in the U.S. Now, lawmakers in Tennessee and Wyoming have joined Florida in passing measures seeking to invalidate such licenses. Similar legislation has been proposed in at least a half dozen additional states as well. It's unclear, though, whether the measures contain more symbolism than substance. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Tennessee Board of Parole has recommended a pardon for country music star Jelly Roll, a Nashville native who's spoken openly about his criminal history and what it's taken to overcome it. The final decision is up to Governor Bill Lee. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.